With us right now is Rebecca Lobina of the Northwest Missouri State University Small Business Development Center. Rebecca, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Barry. I'm glad to be here. Happy sunshine. Happy sunshiny day.
It is shining, and it's really, we've had such an untypical year, I think.
Oh, yeah, especially this month.
This month.
Crazy, yeah.
For December.
Crazy good, I think.
But yeah, yes. Crazy good, for the most part. They could keep the 80-mile-an-hour winds.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Keep that away. And we had a couple of cold spells, but really they didn't last very long. And they just felt colder because everything else was so warm.
Yeah, we haven't been able to get acclimated just yet.
Not just yet. Looking ahead to 2022, you're already ahead of the game. You know what you're going to do in 2022. A whole bunch of things you're going to do and a whole bunch of things you probably can't plan for that come up. But one of the things you can plan for is training. And you've got some training sessions that are lined up for the whole year.
For the whole year, yes. So what we're doing at the Small Business Development Center is we are offering QuickBooks and business plan training the second Friday of every month. And there's no charge for these. So you just have to register, so we make sure we have enough seats and everything. But in particular, I really wanted to talk about the QuickBooks training. So again, the second Friday of every month, it's not all day. It's from 9 to noon. And it's very much an interactive workshop for anyone who is considering getting QuickBooks or already has it and it, needs questions answered and that kind of thing.
Why QuickBooks?
Right. Well, two particular reasons. One is that QuickBooks is by far the most popular accounting software that's available to businesses, and accountants actually support QuickBooks. So that's important to note too. Is that if you're out there and you have a business and you're wanting someone to do your taxes, QuickBooks is easy for the accountants to support as well. They're very familiar with it. Because it is the most popular. Also, QuickBooks, interfaces with most banks. So they can pull in that information from your bank and you can reconcile it much quicker and easier that way. Whereas that's not the case necessarily with other accounting software or little apps that you might find. So that's the main reason, is that it is very popular. Most people use it.
We at the Symphony office, as a nonprofit, we sort of rely on what's available, and we had this software that was old. And mm-hmm. when we had to finally upgrade our computers, we had to get new software, and our accountant said, no arguments, no questions, QuickBooks.
Yes.
Just get QuickBooks.
Yes, because that's the one that the accountants will support, in addition to whatever they typically use. But they just, there are others out there. They're just not as popular. They're not as intuitive and easy to navigate. So, definitely I'd go with QuickBooks. And the other reason that we're offering this training is because QuickBooks is one of our resource partners. So anyone who is a SBDC client receives 30% off on their QuickBooks subscription. So, and it is important to note that this particular training is for the online QuickBooks version, not the desktop version. They do the same functions, but they do look different when you interface with them.
How long does it take to learn QuickBooks?
Oh, let's see, 20 years maybe? No, I'm kidding. So the reason I have a 3-hour class is because really in 3 hours you can learn all the basic functions of QuickBooks, how to do pretty much the normal stuff that you would need QuickBooks to do. You can truly learn that in the 3 hours that we go over the class. And the reason that you can do it in that amount of time is because I only focus on those main functions. Now, how long would it take to learn all of the intricacies of QuickBooks? There are like 40-hour workshops out there where you can go all week long and learn every tiny little detail of QuickBooks and then, go home and play with it yourself and that kind of thing. But really, for the most part, in the 3 hours, you can learn what you need to learn about utilizing it on a day-to-day basis. And then throughout the year, I'll also offer some advanced courses in QuickBooks, and then that will give you a much more in-depth understanding of the financials behind QuickBooks. So it's one thing to understand this is where I enter an expense and here's my revenue. It's another thing to understand the financial reports and the wealth of information that you can pull from QuickBooks and what that information means and how you can use it. So that's a different type of understanding.
Okay, so that answers one of the questions I was going to ask you. Would it be an exaggeration to say that the primary work that you will be doing as a new QuickBooks user in your business, a small business or a nonprofit, mm-hmm. what have you, will be data entry?
Yes.
It's mostly data entry. You're putting in, here's what I spent, here's what we've made today or whatever, however you set it up. Is that really primarily what you're doing? And then the program crunches everything and spits out the reports that you need?
Yes, that's exactly it. That is a perfect way to say it, Barry. Yeah, it is data entry. It's just a matter of knowing where to put it. And then, like you said, the software then puts it all together into the format that's needed for whatever that may be. You know, if you have vendors that need 1099 reports at the end of the year, you know, by the end of January, then the QuickBooks can do that for you. And all you have to know is to check the little checkbox that says vendor. Mm-hmm. Vendor 1099.
Does QuickBooks replace, I can remember, you know, businesses having a bookkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a bookkeeper in the neighborhood who serves three or four other businesses.
Sure.
Does QuickBooks replace the bookkeeper? Does it replace the accountant or just part of it?
Right. So really, no, it doesn't replace them. In all honesty, most bookkeepers utilize QuickBooks. So, you know, you're giving your receipts or information to the bookkeeper. The bookkeeper then enters it into QuickBooks, you know. So they're the data entry person, if you will. So in essence, it does not replace the bookkeeper. And it certainly would never replace your accountant or tax person. Because while, like I said, it can do the reports and things for you, there is so much other information when it comes to tax codes and tax laws that you wouldn't want to skip that, you know, when you're filing your taxes. Now QuickBooks will, as you mentioned earlier, spit out the correct reports that they need in order to compile your taxes and stuff, but it doesn't do your taxes for you.
Can it connect with tax preparation services?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, it can.
Because I think QuickBooks is made by Intuit.
It is.
Okay, and Intuit runs TurboTax.
TurboTax, yes.
Okay, so they can connect.
They very much so can connect, yes. It's just a matter of the knowledge and understanding of how it's connecting those two items, and if there's anything that's not found in QuickBooks that would also go towards your taxes. For example, mileage. Typically, people don't enter mileage into QuickBooks. That's not to say that you couldn't, but most people don't. And so that's one of those things that would be an additional. Now, TurboTax would walk you through that.
Yeah, that's true.
I've used TurboTax several times myself.
Me too.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. It does a very good job of asking certain questions that are typical of a business, small business owner. So definitely not putting that down at all. I'm just saying when it comes to your taxes and stuff with a business, I think it's always advisable to at least speak with, you know, an accountant or CPA and make sure you haven't missed something.
Mm-hmm. I know, again, with the experience that we had with the Symphony, the accountant recommended strongly that it be QuickBooks because mm-hmm. they can interface with it
mm-hmm.
and it helps them do their job and do a better job for you because they're seeing it in a form that they are already very familiar with.
Right. And accountants and CPAs are very good at working with the business entity. If you already have QuickBooks and you're doing the data entry and stuff, I would still recommend that, you know, at least quarterly visit with your accountant or your small business development center, like myself, and look over those financials and benchmark them against others in your industry. See how you're performing. See if there's any red flags that are there that you may not know what to look for, but they would know what to look for. And just get that feedback. It's always good to have an extra set of eyes and an extra a third party objective opinion.
You'd mentioned that in the beginning, and I think that's probably the most important part of the whole thing is you can learn the data entry and all of that, but if that's all you do is you put the numbers in, you're really missing the power of the program and its ability to give you information that can be really useful in running your business or your nonprofit.
Right.
And that's those financial reports. But if you don't know how to really read them and get the most out of them, you're missing something.
Yeah, absolutely. A prime example is like if your cost of goods, for example, is going up, right? Like month to month, you see that your cost of goods keeps rising little by little. But typically, the only reason your cost of goods would go up is if prices are going up, right? Well, let's say that prices are not going up for your actual costs aren't going up. You're still buying from the same wholesalers. You're still, paying the same prices. And so you can't figure out why the cost of goods is going up. Well, that could be a red flag that things are walking out the door, meaning theft, either from people that work for you or from others, because your inventory keeps going up, yet you're not selling as much, right? But you may not know that that is a red flag. You might just be perplexed as to why the costs are going up, or you may assume, maybe you're not directly involved with the purchase of that. Maybe you have a different person that does most of the purchasing or something for your company. And so you just assume that, costs have been going up, I guess, so that's the importance of having a third party who's objective to just look at them, and then you have to explain it. And so if your explanation is, well, it's probably this, the word probably is where that third party would say, well, you need to find out, because if it's not, then it could mean that you have theft or something, or shoplifting, is a problem or something like that.
If you've got a fever, you've got to know why you've got it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So learning how to read the financials is a crucial part of this. And is this some of what you're going to be covering in your classes?
I will cover the basic information for the data entry and where you put everything, but I will also cover some of those basic reports that you need to at least look at. So we're talking like a profit and loss, a balance sheet, and a cash flow statement. And QuickBooks does all of those. Most people are at least familiar with like a P&L, the profit and loss statement, also known as the income statement, because that shows you, your money that you made and then the money that you spent, right? But the catch with that is it doesn't always show all of the money that goes out and in to the business. So a cash flow statement will show that. For example, a payment on a mortgage does not show up on a profit and loan statement. Profit and loss statement. But it does show up on your cash flow. So, and that's just part of accounting, like knowing where those things are supposed to be, so that you can know where to look and really see the full view of money in and money out.
You've talked about that before, about the need to understand, at least have a basic understanding of your financials and how important that can be to running a business. And you've done classes on that before, but this will be particularly with regard to QuickBooks?
Yes. Yeah, this is all about QuickBooks, the online version of QuickBooks. And you'll just bring your laptop with you or your tablet or whatever you typically interface with QuickBooks. And we'll go over all of the basics and answer any questions that someone might have. We'll even talk about utilizing QuickBooks for payroll, when and if you should utilize QuickBooks for inventory, and then the basic reports and stuff that come out of QuickBooks. And then I'll discuss a little bit information about like which reports you really need to look at, how to use it for budgeting purposes, and how to compare your budget versus actual There are reports that you can set up in QuickBooks that are very simple to set up that will show you, hey, here was our budget for the month. Here's our actual for the month. You know, are we over? Are we under on all these different line items?
Yeah, so you can look at that and make adjustments.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so when does the first one, is it going to be in January?
Yes, the first one is in January, and it is the second Friday in January, which I believe is the 14th of January.
You know, come to think about it.
I need to check that just to be sure. And it's from 9 to noon, and the location will be at, my office is actually located inside the St. Joseph Chamber of Commerce, and so that's where we will hold the classes. And if anyone wants to register, right now I'm just having them give me a call at 816-364-4105.
Is there, and it is the 14th, by the way.
Good.
You had that right. So is there any, I know that your programs are, for the most part, they're covered by the SBA,
yes.
Small Business Administration. But sometimes there are material charges or anything. Is there anything like that this time?
No, there's not any material charges, but you will receive a book, not a hardback. It's a paper manual that has step-by-step instructions on how to do everything that we're going to talk about in the class. So that way you have something to refer back to once you go back to your workplace and actually have to, you know, put some of these things into place. If your memory should fail you like mine does from time to time, then you have that to fall back on and look at. And you can always contact me as well.
And can you, excuse me, can you be a complete beginner on QuickBooks and come to your class?
You can. You can have zero knowledge of QuickBooks whatsoever other than this is, I think I need to use QuickBooks, you know. And just when you call, I'll explain that, you know, you need to go ahead and get a subscription. And then, again, I don't know if I got to mention in the beginning, but our clients get a 30% discount on the subscription rate. So we'll get you signed up as a client and you'll get the 30% discount for a whole year. So, you know, instead of it being roughly $20 a month, you know, it'll be like $15 a month or somewhere in that ballpark. Mm. So that's the other thing about QuickBooks Online, the online version. It's not expensive.
Okay. And they have all the responsibility for maintaining the software, making sure that it works.
That's right. All the updates, because it's online, so all the updates will be automatic. It's secure. It's password protected. We'll even go over that kind of thing, like, you know, who can use your QuickBooks and how many users can you have and what access they can have, because you can set up different access for your QuickBooks. So if you want somebody who can just enter cash receipts or something, you can set it up that way.
We're talking about training that Rebecca is offering from her office. All throughout 2022 on the second Friday of every month. And the main focus is going to be on QuickBooks and learning how to use QuickBooks and get the most out of it. It's the most, by far, the most popular accounting software. And it's what I know personally that CPAs will recommend it as the one to use. The other thing, though, that you're going to be offering is training on how to do business plan software and how that works. So talk a little bit about that.
Right. So we partner, one of our resource partners is Live Plan. So Live Plan is a business plan, professional business plan software. And our clients get to utilize it totally free of charge. So typically it would be a subscription price, but our clients get to use it at no cost. And so business plans are really great for if your business is just getting started, definitely need to put together a business plan and figure out all the ins and outs of your business. If you are needing financing, most of the time they're going to require that you put together a business plan. So that's another time that you might need that plan. And the third time that you might need it or should need it really is you should have a business plan as part of like strategic planning throughout, you know, every few years. You should go back and revisit what your strategic plan was. So you can call your business plan, an operating plan, a strategic plan, but really it's all encompassing in that because business plans have in them, good professional business plans have, you know, an organizational chart for your company, what your milestones are over the next few years for growth. How do you know when you've reached those growths? So there's measures in place. What marketing are you going to do in order to reach those goals? So really, yeah, it's called a business plan, and people think you only need that when you first get started. But it's also a strategic plan. It's also your operating plan. And it should very much so be something that is not just sitting on a shelf that you never look at again. It should be something that is a living document that you can pull out and go, okay, are we meeting these goals? Are we doing what we said we would do to meet those goals? And what do we need to change?
So this is, it's not a static thing. It's an active, you have an active engagement with your business plan as you go along.
Absolutely, you should.
Yeah. Can a business be so small that it doesn't need one?
No. No. Even as a single, let's say you're a one person, so someone I just spoke with, let's say you're one person and you're opening a drywall company, right? It's just you starting out, right? You're going to do drywall. Okay, great. How are you going to get your customers, right? How much are you going to charge? What's your budget? How do you plan to grow? In all those questions that some of them you may know the answer to. But others are like, okay, if you're constantly working on a job all day for the next 2 weeks, how are you getting new business, right? What are you doing in order to bring in the next job and the job after that? How are you collecting your money? Are you using QuickBooks?
There you go.
Are you doing it on an Excel spreadsheet? Whatever the case is. But so the plan, you know, it doesn't have to be 60 pages to explain what you're doing and what your goals and growth plan is. But it does need to be solidified in some way, shape, or form. And in order to do that, you know, you put it down in black and white on paper and then follow it. You know, it doesn't do you any good if you have these grand ideas but never execute on them, mm-hmm. or can't execute on them because you don't have the capacity. So I would argue that everyone needs to take the time to put together the plan and then figure out what resources they need to put the plan into motion.
Mm-hmm. And to keep tabs on it.
Yes, absolutely. Revisit it.
All right. Well, that's really good. That's helpful. That's a lot of information. And all people need to do to get more information about either one of these offerings is to just give you a call.
Yep. Call me at 816-364-4105. That's my direct number at my office in St. Joe. And those trainings will be the second Friday of every month from 9 to noon. And we'll kind of alternate whether it's QuickBooks or business plans. But in January, it's QuickBooks.
Rebecca, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Barry. It was great to be here.